Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I also wanted to talk to you guys about the spider. Oh, my God.
Oh, right.
Oh, the spider.
It was huge, and it was right at my door. And I think there's a type of spider. And, like, this was probably the biggest spider I've seen in any dwelling that I've lived in. And, like, I don't particularly have, like, a fear of spiders, but they do have a flair for the dramatic, if you know what I mean.
Yes, they do. I would not expect a large spider in Switzerland.
Me
neither. This doesn't seem
neither.
Like a place that would have.
I'll tell you what, and I have a photo I can send you. It was really big. It was like, and then, so the first thing I did was Google, like, poisonous spiders in Switzerland. And I'm pretty sure that this spider is called the Nosferatu spider.
I just looked it up, and I just, that's what I'm looking at now. Yikes.
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, the Nosferatu spider, that's...
I mean, it's right in the name.
You don't even need a picture of that. I don't want to see it. Yeah.
I don't want to look at it. Yeah.
But it was like,
what'd you do?
So it was on my door, on the front door, and my door opens inward. And it was like, I turned on the light in front of my apartment and started to unlock the door. And then I saw the spider and I jumped back.
Oh.
And
it's like when Scrooge sees Marley's face on his door.
How big?
Just like that. Yeah.
You went through, you're having an Ebenezer Scrooge.
And the spider sang a song, "We're Marley and Marley." The spider said, "Repent." But the thing is, I didn't want to just open the door because, like, then the spider could get in the house.
Right.
So I waited. I stood back for a second, and it, like, started to, like, move down the door, and then it stopped at the base of the door. And then what I did, so I had my tennis bag with me, and I thought about just using my racket to try to move it around.
Never has the Wilson blade been more handy.
But it does say that they bite when they feel threatened. So... what I ended up doing was, it was at the base of the door. I had these, like, they're called overgrips, but they're these little things that you wrap around the handle of your racket, like new grips. And I have a bunch of them. So I just, like, I threw them at the spider to try to scare it to move away.
Wow.
Yeah. And twice I just, like, tossed it in the general area. The spider didn't move. Third one I kind of threw, and it, like, hit the spider. And the spider, like, ran further from the door. I went inside, and that was it.
Strike, scream, run away.
Jeez. Yeah. I remember.
Strike, scream, run. That's exactly right. Yeah. See, this is our version of Jim's whole spider in the mitt incident.
Exactly.
Yeah. Old spider on Edwin's old spider on the door incident.
Spider on the door. Yeah.
Out of paper, out of stock. There's friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael and Stanley, Jim Dwight Creed, call Andy and Kelly, for your business paper needs, or Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people, Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people, Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people.
Hello and welcome to the Michael Scott Podcast Company, a show for fans of The Office by fans of The Office. I'm your host and Papa Elf, Sean Roney.
And I'm Edwin James, Benihana chef.
And with us, as always, our producer in the warehouse, Mr. Alex Ward.
Well, nothing is ever your fault. Just like when you ate those maple candies that you brought for us.
Every week we get together and talk about our favorite show, NBC's The Office. This week, we are drafting Christmas things from The Office. And we'll get into the rules around that in just a second here. And then we'll finish up with some listener provided trivia. Today's is actor trivia sent in by Allison. Ooh. Thank you, Allison. But before we get into all that, Alex, do we have any housekeeping to start with?
Look, there's a couple basic things here. I'm obviously going to shout out patreon.com/MichaelScott.
Obviously.
Where for a fancy cup of coffee a month gets you our exclusive mailbag episodes. It gets you all sorts of stuff that is behind a paywall. Bonus episodes, bonus drafts, bonus shows, including the first two episodes, sneak peek episodes of our brand new podcast coming out next week when you're listening to this. That is also the main housekeeping announcement. Captive audience, we will have a new feed, so look for that. We will put the first episode in this feed you are currently listening to this podcast from. It will be available here, and then once that is up, we will also have a brand new podcast feed that you can subscribe to just for that. Again, that is Captive Audience, and the first episode we are doing, as it is Christmas time, is Love Actually, the Richard Curtis classic from 2003 with a mega English cast about a mega English love story with some mega issues, and it's mega fun. So come for Love Actually. You have until next, you know, whenever you want, and in the next week it's on Netflix. Check it out. Join us for our pilot. And while you're at it, you know, help us grow our podcast network. If you like us, you like hanging with us, we want to do this more. We'd like to spend more of our lives doing this with you, and help us launch this new podcast. Maybe there's someone who knows that you listen to this show all the time, and you're like, hey, you love this show. And they're like, I don't care about The Office. Maybe they like movies.
Maybe they
come
like
hang out actually. With us. Not talk about The Office for once. We're going to be doing all kinds of movies, classics, new ones, everything in between. We're going to have guests. So tell a friend, tell a family member, send them the link when it comes out, and help us grow and be the wind beneath our wings.
Nice. And thank you very much to our Scott's Tots for supporting the show. That is awesome. So yes. let's get into this week's episode. Edwin, where did this idea come from?
We wanted a fun way to talk about different Christmas episodes on The Office, Christmas episodes being one of the hallmarks of the show. A lot of incredible highlight signature episodes and signature moments that come around this holiday. And a draft was the perfect way to do it. It's a way to talk about all these different episodes kind of together, talk about some of our favorite, funniest, most iconic, most memorable moments. And the draft format always just keeps it fun, light. We can talk about a lot of different things all at once. So what better way to get into the Christmas spirit today.
And I'll say it this too. I think an increasingly popular thing around this time is to just watch all the Christmas episodes in one go.
Yeah.
Right. You've probably seen memes going around or screenshots of like, here's all the Christmas episodes numbers. If you want to sit on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, and just watch a full menu of Office Christmas episodes. That's a good move in lieu of watching a movie or something. A lot of people choose that. So we thought, what's the best way to cover all these episodes at once? Let's do a draft of all the Christmas episodes.
Dude, they sell the Office Christmas Collection DVD.
That's nice.
On the internet.
Really?
It's pretty cool.
Interesting. Does it include the BBC Office special?
Doubt it.
But one day... we will do the Christmas special for we'll do the BBC Office, the original. That will be
I have never
full
even,
series we're going to do.
I've never watched it.
Wow.
I can't believe after 5 years, I'm just learning this now during this show. That blows my mind, Sean. I can't say I love it, but I accept it. And the BBC Office Christmas special is their series finale, and it remains one of the greatest pieces of television ever. So
I've been saving it.
Mm-hmm. Sean, you just did your best David Wallace impression. I have not seen this.
Seen this?
Well, very good. Okay, so we're going to be drafting Christmas things to determine the order of the draft. My wife Ryan is going to pick the order of the draft. So, let me get her.
Ryan, the people's champion.
Hey,
the
babe.
People's champ.
Rye Banks, as she's known in my condo.
Classic Rye Dog.
And Sean is gone. It's not in frame.
Just then he just left.
Microphone. Now it's just me and Edwin playing jazz. Mm-hmm.
Hello, I am.
Bow.
Hey, there Cass, she. Oh, there's Ryan with the beautiful Yumi, Sean and Ryan's cat.
I wonder if you can hear her purring. Probably not.
No, definitely not. Oh, Yumi's so beautiful. What kind of cat is Yumi again?
She's a Siamese, a seal point, if you're into Siamese, that is.
And I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, I know all the points.
Yeah. Wow. Beautiful. All right, enough of the cat.
Talking to the microphone, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God.
No, all good, all good. Sean was starting to talk. I just wanted to make sure we catch it.
Okay. Thanks for letting me pick the draft as a completely unbiased.
Yeah, because his mom's car is probably not a Nissan Z.
I was looking for Ryan drops.
Oh. I didn't even hear that one. All right. Since I know you guys equally well, first pick is Sean.
Sure.
Objection.
Yeah. I don't know what order I chose last time, but I don't think Sean was first. So,
are you calling me wrong?
Okay, so Sean goes first.
Sean goes first.
Good.
Let's see. Next is Alex.
God damn it.
Wait, you don't want to be second?
Well, it's too late now.
It's your spot.
No, second's fine.
All right. Obviously, the next one is Edwin.
Yeah.
Sorry, Edwin. Although,
I'm saying best for third.
There's no, like, huge disadvantage to being third, right?
No.
No, it's actually the best. Third is the best.
All right, so I'm going to change this tonight.
And Ryan, can we count on you for a celebrity pick at some point?
At the end, perhaps?
Can we have you come in and make a pick at the end?
What is that? Oh, celebrity pick as in
you're the celebrity, and you just come in and pick one thing that we didn't draft.
Okay.
Yeah. You have the duration of this draft to figure it out, and then we'll ask you.
Okay. This means that I'll have to come back down, and you remind me if anyone's picked what I pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll figure.
If you pick something that one of us already picked, then that person wins.
Ryan can take your celebrity pick now before we pick, and it's off the board.
Whoa.
Oh.
Are you prepared to make a pick? Okay.
That's too much pressure. I haven't been thinking. I'd probably pick something that Sean would pick because we were talking about it. So.
Yeah. All right.
I'll come back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Rye Dog.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Rye from Woof.
Shotgun goes to Ryan. Congratulations, Ryan.
Excellent. Well, there you go. I'll go first, then Alex, then Edwin. I'll start off right away.
All right.
With, I would like to draft Dwight in elf ears and elf hat.
Oh, wow.
It is an iconic.
All right. Yeah. From season two.
From season two, yes.
Mm-hmm. He does it other times.
Yeah, I guess he does put it on other times, right? Mm-hmm.
See, he has elfin features.
That's true.
Elvish features.
Yeah. I mean, this is especially funny, just seeing Dwight with the huge rubber elf ears. And I think it's...
Dwight in costume always hits, no matter what the costume is. We see him in the other wigs. In the Christmas episode, we see him we'll get to that, but I don't know.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yikes. Sorry.
I love the way that they frame Dwight, though, when he has his talking heads and they have to get the entire hat in frame. So they have to shoot him further back.
It's so zoomed out.
Yeah. And I mean, he's also wearing this when Kelly kisses him, I think. So maybe he's actually wearing it in, I think he does wear it like a lot. I think he's got it on in. Well, okay. Well, anyways, that's season two.
I think it happens a few times, but yes. And then also Michael takes off the ears and throws them at him.
Yeah, that is really good. When he's like super pissed. Yeah. All right. I guess we can't talk
sound,
too much
There's
about
a sound
it.
They make that's when so they,
yeah.
good.
And they, yeah. Yeah. Great Foley work.
Buddy, we can't talk too much about it this early because I'm like, oh, no, I can't really mention that part because I could get taken. Well, there you go. I'm glad I got to get that.
A classic and iconic visual from the Christmas episodes.
Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Alex.
Elvish features.
Dwight's Elvish features. All right. I kind of thought this might go first because I'm staying right in your corner here, Sean, as far as Dwight in costume. I'm taking Belschnickel.
Nice.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I want Belschnickel. I think he brings a lot to a party, not only a lot of food, but just a lot of intrigue, interest, and you just never quite know what's going to happen with Belshnikol. You got to stay on edge.
That's true.
There's impish, admirable. I mean, I think for me, the value of Belshnikol is in a landscape of a lot of Christmas episodes in season 9. I think Belshnikol might be, outside of the finale, like the takeaway from season 9. Like, when I think of season 9, I think of Dwight Christmas. I don't know why. Yeah. And then I think about Belshnikol. So I think the whole scene is hilarious. I love them discovering that Dwight's not making any of this up. Specifically, the face that Dwight has as Oscar's reading, and he's kind of doing this like, see, I told you so. That face is so funny. I love that moment. Mm-hmm. We don't need to talk about Black Peter. We'll just leave him out of. He does not come with Belshnikol, so we'll just stick with the main guy himself.
You know, there's a Dwight says in a head-to-head contest, people prefer Belshnikol over Santa every time. There aren't as many songs about him, but I attribute that more to rhyming difficulties. My brother and I wrote one once. It was about a fickle pickle salesman who would tickle you for a nickel.
Okay, thank you for bringing that up. What a joyous bit of writing that is. How lovely it is to just hear that. So thank you to Belshnikol for your service.
I also love when Belshnikol is like, it's like he's hitting Kevin for being impish, and Kevin is like giggling.
Yeah. Yes.
Feel us bad. Kind of, fear or fear.
Like a Victorian soot broom, the little just bundle of sticks. It's great.
Yeah. He is nigh.
Yes.
Very good. First pick. Edwin, it's time for your first and second.
Okay. Well, all right. I want Michael as Santa in Moroccan Christmas.
I was wondering which there's many avenues to go with Michael as Santa.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to take Michael as Santa to cover up the whole thing, but
yeah, there's a lot of Santa Michaels.
Yeah, I want the scene where Kevin is sitting on Michael's lap. The blooper, that's like the biggest thing. And I don't think it'd be fair to take like a more bigger version of that to try to like take up more things, you know? But I think like if we're drafting that one thing, I want that because I just Kevin's that's Christmas such a wishes. Funny scene. Just say some toys.
All time, one of the top all time bloopers as well. I mean, watching the cast.
Yeah.
Break. I mean, having to anytime the camera has to move someone slightly out of frame because it's like we're never going to get this shot with the whole cast here. It's just not going to happen.
Even in the final cut, you could see people like actors laughing in the back. Yeah. I'm glad.
Oh, and, the sound is so good. Luis.
Yeah,
what would you like, little boy?
John Krasinski has said that that's the hardest time he's ever laughed, and that like they would try to swing pan to Jim, and he said, "Don't even try it." And he describes it really well, where he says, "Kevin sits on Michael's lap, and it just pushes all the air out of him."
It's like a billow.
What would you like for Christmas, little Kevin? Could you give me some choices?
What did you think was going to happen?
The other piece that comes with maybe Michael as Santa and not as any of the other characters that he's dressed up as that day.
Yeah.
Is that he also tries to get Ryan to sit on his lap. And Jim says, you can't pin an employee on your lap and say, I need this. I need this.
I need this. Good pick. Yeah. That's good.
And you know what else I love? I know I'm but I don't know why it always makes me laugh, but the way that the beard is like affixed to his mouth, just like, is it like when he talks, it looks very funny. It looks very silly.
It is really like, funny. I'll say Steve Carell's face lends itself really well to like facial hair. Like when he's wearing the mustache, when they go to Nashua, like Steve Carell, just anytime he's wearing a fake beard or mustache, his face, it makes it so much funnier.
It looks so silly when he's talking. I don't know what it is, but
yeah,
there you go. okay, so that's my first pick. And second pick from the same episode.
Wait, I'm really sorry. It is Michael and Santa in Moroccan Christmas. Is he Santa?
I thought it was Secret Santa.
Oh, it is Secret Santa. Oh my God.
Okay. I was in my head. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Secret Santa, but I'm not about
to. I've been trying to figure it out.
No, thank you for correcting me. I watched them all in a binge, so they're kind of blurring together.
Fury.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
I was willing to go with it. But
thank you for correcting me. Thank you for correcting me. I'm sure our listeners are also grateful for correcting me.
We just lost so many listeners. Yeah.
So many people.
I lost another one.
Michael, I lost Porter Hardware.
Michael, I lost him. You keep on going.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah. The phone boards are lighting up with upset callers. Call them in, folks. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned it for real. So thank you for that. Okay. No, so then, all right. That faux pas, now cleaned up. My second pick will be Meredith's intervention and rehab. Journey to rehab.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, if it's one of our favorite moments and drops, I think that someone called out, she's burning.
She's burning.
Yeah. It's so good. I mean, we can give it a little, let's give it some play here. Oh, wait, nope. Where did it? Oh, okay. Well, maybe this, you know, maybe I messed up. Maybe it's not there for some reason. It's in one of my other pages. As you were.
She goes to another school. But yeah, then of course we get the intervention. Oscar turns to Michael and he says, "Do you even know how to do an intervention?" And Michael goes, "Hey, shut up."
Yes, such a great dismissal.
Yeah.
Burning.
There it is.
We get as I've mentioned before, it's always funny when you get to see Dwight Sox. We get to see Dwight Sox. It's always funny when we get to hear The Office collectively groan, and they do that when Meredith says she has an addiction to porn.
I have an addiction to porn.
Yeah. Ugh. all
at once. I'm telling you that I have an addiction. I do. To porn.
Oh. That's perfect.
The collective discovery.
I love Michael getting Toby to write down the name of the place and then him throwing the pen in his face.
So good.
Ow.
Ow.
And then obviously the whole scene there. But I love the trash can. I love that Michael falls over it. I love that he hits it with his car on the way back. Mm-hmm. it's my favorite. So yeah, there you go.
That is a very
are we cool. including the does that pick include
the
Michael
dance?
Taking her to rehab? I think it probably does.
I thought so. That's kind of what I wanted.
I mean,
the
I'm
whole
not gonna draft
intervention
that.
Rehab.
You wanted
story.
That whole from Meredith being lit on fire through
rehab,
correct. Being dragged.
So your choice to draft is you want somebody having an intervention taking to rehab.
Meredith in Moroccan Christmas.
Party is going to be lit, dude.
Yeah. It's going to be fire. Yeah.
It's gonna be fire, dude. She's burning. I did think about drafting Meredith's breakaway from Michael while she's trying while he's trying to get her in there. The little
wait.
And then the little chase they have makes me laugh. And she tries to throw the trash can in front of Michael
when he falls over it.
Wait.
Just drags her in by both arms. On her back.
I have a deposit.
She tries to put a little Barry Sanders on him. She tries to do like a little this little juke.
And then in the end when they leave, you get to see like the staff member and the security guard at the door.
Yeah.
Watching them leave. Yeah.
I have a deposit. Where do I sign? Good picks. Okay, I took a different approach to this draft a little bit, I think.
Okay.
Maybe you'll figure out what I'm doing here, but uh-oh. Okay. So I got Belschnickel. My second pick, I'm taking 15 bottles of vodka.
There you go.
It's gonna get 20 it's people so plastered. Cool. That ought to do it. It's gonna cut through those corporate wet blankets. It's gonna create the party that you've always wanted and hoped for, and it's gonna create lasting memories in the form of the pictures that Michael takes. I'm not drafting those specifically, but I'm just saying those are possible because of one excellent liquor store clerk.
Who is the actor?
Do we, unflinching somebody... in the face of a question such as, will this get 20 people plastered?
15 bottles of vodka.
15 bottles of vodka? Yeah, that ought to do it. Yeah. So I'm taking all that booze and I'm taking it into my party and we're having a good time.
Very good.
There you go.
Yeah, one of our favorite single episode, single scene characters.
A great micro character.
Cool.
Yeah, an enduring moment for our podcast.
I'm gonna try and figure out what his name, what the actor's name is.
I feel like in the world of The Office, the liquor store clerk is like a nephew or cousin of Frank Regan at Frank Regan's funeral home. I feel like they share a vibe.
Too much formaldehyde.
Yeah, I think the liquor store guy is his cousin or something.
Yeah. Oh, clerk. Ryan Martin is his name.
A new Ryan.
I'm lonely, and I need a new Ryan. Oh, man, he really, those mutton chops are, man, good for him. He's been on Community. He's been in a couple of things. Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you're doing well, Ryan Martin.
Go get it, Ryan Martin.
Ryan Raccoon Martin.
Hit us up, dude. Come on the show.
How many times in our group text, as an affirmative, we have said, cool, cool, box it up?
Yeah.
Way too many times.
A lot.
Pretty much, it's either that or yeppers.
Yeah. Yeppers, yeah.
All right. Sean.
Sweet.
Shawnee boy?
Sweet.
Sean, what did that tell you about yeppers?
Pretty boy, would you like to play this game?
Nice. All righty. So for my second pick... For my second pick, I'm going to take something that I think would be really, really great. Actually, both of these are things that I would love to see at a real Christmas party. And I think they would be super cool. So the first one is Daryl doing live karaoke with his synthesizer.
That was on my list.
That's Dude, great.
That would be
my
sick.
My next pick was going to be Daryl as an in-house DJ.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than a DJ. He's playing the tracks live and on seemingly from memory. So,
damn it, dude. Damn he, it, Jim. How was it going to be my pick?
So that's a really good one. I just thought, I've never done karaoke with a live accompaniment.
Mm. That's, isn't they have that in Portland, do they not?
I've done that one twice. Karaoke from Hell. They do it at Dante's.
Well, that's with the... That's with a strippers dancing.
No. That's it.
Oh, I'm
that's
thinking
a devil's point. And I'm you're people are this being like, wow, Alex really does a handle on the events at strip clubs in Portland. But we used to live next to Devil's Point.
Yeah.
And that is stripperoke on Sunday.
We is you and Sean.
Yes. We being me and Sean used to live together next to Devil's Point. Stripperoke was there. But at Dante's, which is not a strip club, that's just a regular club that has burlesque shows sometimes. they do Karaoke from Hell, which is a live backing band. And there's a catalog of, they know all these songs. And you go up there, you pick the song, and you count the band off, and you go. And like,
damn,
the thing, the vibe there is like, the crowd, it's like, they're not going to be nice to you if you're bad. Like, it's treated as a live show. So it's like, you got to be good. And people are not shy about, like, booing if you're bad. So it's kind of like this self-filtering karaoke where, like, people who are really good start to do it more. And, like, yeah, it's weird with a live band.
Yeah.
What did you sing?
I think I did The Joker by Steve Miller Band. I started out with an easy one. Just kind of like, easy tempo. And then the other one I did is Ophelia by the band.
Mm.
If you know that one.
Nice.
Shout out to Levon Hell, my guy.
Your house was called The Chasm.
The Chasm.
The Chasm.
You should have called it like Angel's Valley or something like that.
Angel's Valley.
Because you live next to Devil's Point.
Yeah.
That's good.
But then we would have to say that. I guess we had to say what The Chasm was, but
Yeah.
Angel's Valley. It was anything but that house, I tell you.
Okay, Sean, what is your second pick?
For my third pick, as you recall, these are things that I would love to see at a real Christmas party.
Yep.
I would love to see 12 drummers drumming. I thought that was...
No
that
way, was dude. Tight. You just took
you guys
two in a
have
row.
The same idea.
Boom, boom.
You just got two of my next... I got like
two punches. I punch you.
Hand strikes. And that's it.
Sorry, but yeah, 12 drummers
damn,
drumming.
Dude.
Are you kidding me? That'd be so
Where
sick.
Were you 2 hours ago, beautiful mind?
I made a mistake.
I mean, that'd be so tight. Like just how they all walk out together, and you hear the drummers like, and then they come around, and then man, that would be so much fun to hire a little drum corps and be like, okay, then I get the cymbals.
Yeah.
Just like doing a little dance. I love it.
I will tell you one of the harder laughs I had, and I don't think this will be picked. I'm pretty sure this won't be picked because it's kind of what you're taking, Sean. One of the hardest times I laugh watching all these Christmas episodes was Andy boxing up the birds. And there's a line where he says, it's bow tie time. Bow tie on. And he's like trying to like corral the birds and stuff. Get that bow tie on. Yeah. There you go. 12 drummers drumming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Darn.
Darn.
That was my next two picks.
I just real quick too. I saw a TikTok recently that was mentioning that, like, you know how like there's so many birds in that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of the things that you think aren't birds are birds. Like Golden Ring is a bird.
Oh.
Well, so there
it
is, you go.
Right. It's geese. It's swans.
It's like all birds.
It's partridges.
Yeah.
I never realized that until right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of birds. Yeah.
I don't know about the drummers drumming. Maybe. Maybe that's a bird, but
it'll all be birds.
A drummer. It'll all be birds. Shout out to sponsor Allbirds. Actually, I don't think they sponsor us. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Birdie boys, do you want to play this game?
Birdie boys, do you want to make your next pick? Oh.
That's you. You're Birdie Boys.
At humor, swing and a miss.
Dang it, Sean. Well, maybe I should just abandon because I was drafting as like I'm gonna build my own Christmas party with office elements, and you're kind of doing like what you would want at a Christmas party. Same
but here's
thing.
The thing, Alex. You got to take some of these things to get Sean off your corner.
The thing is, he has two more picks before
he gets next to him.
He took my music option and then my backup music option. And now I got to go with the third music option, which I don't even want. So maybe I just abandon this whole thing.
Well, Kevin's band is the backup.
I got my booze. I got my featured guest.
Entertainment.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about this? I'll draft my corporate gift that everyone's getting at my party, and I'm taking the robes.
Nice.
I want one of those robes. A robe is a fantastic gift. It's just a nice thing to have. Everyone likes it. A robe is something you, at least if you're me, you kind of go on like runs of using it. I get in the habit for a while, and then it kind of comes and goes. But once I got a good robe, like a high quality one, my mom got us some Pendleton. My wife and I matching Pendleton robes. Once we got those, I wear them all the time now.
And, that sounds amazing.
It's so plush, man. It's great. And anyway, that is my.
Do they have
that's
a cool
what my
pattern?
Guests at my party are getting? And I'm taking a Dunder Mifflin.
They have a cool Pendleton pattern.
Yeah.
T-shirt. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're awesome. It's like white and gray, and it's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good pick,
Edwin. I do love Michael in his distress. Take it from Toby. Hey, Dwight. Yeah. Pretty cool gift this year. He just like rips it out of his hands.
Why?
There's no words about it. It's just taken.
And then Toby with the like lingering
the feel on Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah. He's just weirded out.
Yeah. Why?
Why? Bobcot. All right. All right, that was my third pick, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Time for Edwin's third, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
All right.
For my third, I'm going to take Daryl falling in the punch bowl.
That, nice. Also, my list is down to tatters. gosh, this was going to be my the lasting memory from the party I was going to draft that everyone talks about the next day.
Edwin really wants people to humiliate themselves at his party.
Yeah, right?
Just you wait. Yeah. I shall come by at your convenience. Snaps and spins and just the perfect fall.
It's perfect. Everything about it's perfect.
And is like march in. Like, yeah. Such an exaggerated that was, stomp.
You can't see it. Sean just acts like head down. Very, very, very well.
It's like it's almost like he's a jet in West Side Story or something.
Uh-huh. Sean, you've been working on your ball swing. Look at that! Yeah. Look at that chest and shoulder rotation. Look at that.
Head doesn't move.
Oh, should have been a video podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good stuff.
Great spin, the fall, the table collapsed, the sound. Just the sound you made when he fell down.
His arms just like fly up.
Yeah, and then like the table breaks again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like that there's a second scream with the second table break.
It's a beautifully executed pratfall. And just one of the peak slapstick moments over the whole run of this show. You know, it's up there. It's up there with a few other things.
That is
there
great,
you go. That's my
great
pick.
Third pick.
And now...
So begins our break. Unwrap the first of many presents this season with Holidays on the House from DraftKings Casino. With hundreds of games, prizes, and promos, DraftKings Casino has everything on your list. Right now, new players who play $5 get $100 instantly in casino credits. What are you waiting for? Cozy up with all the classics like slots, blackjack, and roulette, or play exclusive games you'll only find at DraftKings Casino to feel the holiday cheer all season long. Download the DraftKings Casino app now and sign up with promo code Michael and play $5 to get $100 in casino credits. That's promo code Michael only at DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. One per opted-in customer. $5 wager required. Maximum $100 in casino credit awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/holidaysonthehouse. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to the Michael Scott Podcast Company. We are halfway, a little over halfway through this Christmas draft. Again, we are drafting anything and everything from the Christmas episodes of The Office. It is time for Edwin's third pick. I hand the floor to you.
Thank you. With my fourth pick, I will be taking Jim and Dwight's snowball fight.
Oh, good one. Yeah. For your third pick. Third pick?
Fourth.
Fourth.
Oh, we went around the horn there. Excuse me.
Yeah, this
that's
is the
a
second,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. Fantastic pick.
Very
iconic, good. Memorable, hilarious. I have no feeling, and my fingers are penis, but it was worth it. I think just the way that it escalates. I mean, the way that it starts with Jim throwing the snowball, and then they're all laughing, and Phyllis says, "Yeah, who's the little girl now?" And then it ends with complete psychological terror.
The real snowball was fear.
Exactly. We get the wigs.
We get
the present. Merry Christmas, Pickle. Love Swiss
so
cheese.
I was thinking I might specifically draft that thing, but I'm gonna say you get that in this pick, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But I love just that little contraption. It's just I don't know where and how Dwight had the time to
why do you have this?
Yeah. I know, a tiny catapult. Mm-hmm. Not surprised he does, but it's so good.
He says, you didn't think your adorable nicknames would be your undoing. Let this be a lesson to all of you. Yeah.
And I think this is a great
Well, no, just that ahead. They at the end it becomes like full Calvin and Hobbes, like the anthropomorphized snowmen, like the fact that it feels like the snowmen can take life and how about icing it? Yeah.
Jim's battling of the snowmen is great, but it all like the best part about this entire snowball fight is it all builds to that shot of Dwight on the roof with the steam going by him. Mm-hmm. And that shot is just so good. It's so good. Long I love everything about it.
Yeah.
That he's up there just watching it from there. Like, it's just great.
Mm. Well, if you think like, all right, watching these Christmas episodes back to back to back to back, it's fun to watch the progression. And one thing that happens is Dwight changes from being, you know, the elf, the Michael's right-hand man to being his own character and getting a little more sinister. And if you compare, I'll just say if you compare that rooftop scene to another rooftop scene, in case somebody wants to pick it, it's quite a change for Dwight.
It sure is.
But there you go. So that's my fourth pick. And then Alex, I believe it is upon you.
It's time for my fourth pick. I'm going to go with a moment on this one. I'm going to go with Angela smashing the ornaments. I've talked about how much I love this scene before, but there's something about her little screams that like, and the way her heels punch through the ornaments is so deeply satisfying to me. And so I'll take that as like the moment people will talk about the next day of like, Jesus, Angela's freak out when she took all the ornaments and smashed them. is just a great thing to have at a company holiday party. The sounds, the sights, the pacing of the scene, love it.
That's a good one. That is, yeah, I love
good it. Christmas freak out, you know.
It's a really great performance from Angela Kinsey. That just each smash gets its own scream.
Like, the pop ornaments make when they're broken is just there's nothing like it.
Yeah, yeah. She throws it and it doesn't break, so she just starts stomping on them.
Yeah, she needs to start getting ornaments for large colonial dolls instead.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan, King of the Party Committee.
Oh God, that's what does it.
Yeah,
that's what pushes her over the edge.
Yeah,
very good. It is time for my fourth and final pick. So I'm gonna take something that I don't think I've ever seen before, besides The Office, which is two Santas making out. And that's Phyllis and Bob, of course. I mean, they're fully in. It's not even that they're like, you know, she's just in like a Santa-y outfit. Like, she's fully got the beard on and everything. it is. I think that'll be great for the Christmas party. And it's beautiful Christmassy image.
Okay, get a room there, Santas.
I just like it. I just like it's like that's something I've never seen before. Don't see every day.
Maybe at SantaCon. I'm sure that you might see that. But I've never been.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I guess for the our listeners might not know what this is, but this is a Portland thing.
Yeah.
Is it? I thought it was a New York thing.
Oh,
I think
don't
it's
know.
An everywhere thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I think Santa Con specifically is something, but like the mob of Santa Claus is going around. That's done. That's like a naked bike ride. Like it's done in most cities.
Does Santa Con have any relation to Shaka Con?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it is hundreds of cities around the world. Okay. But we do it here. We do it here.
Very comedically humorous, Jim.
I will. You. I'm struggling on my. I am struggling on my last pick, but I'm going to make a decision here and say
that for my nuts.
I will be picking.
Close your mouth, sweetie. You look like a trout.
I'm gonna take a successful tree unveiling.
Oh, good.
Nice. That's a nice
great
pick. One.
It's not necessarily the funniest of what I had left, but it is one of my favorite quotes. This has been a successful tree unveiling.
That scene is just so great. Unveiling. Yeah. 30, 29.
Yeah, why did you start so high?
This was a successful unveiling.
Everyone, too loud.
Louder.
It is an artificial tree which will never die.
Which
like
will never
die. Christmas. Yeah. Too loud.
This is a good pick.
I had this on the list. I love this scene.
And then they all groan I think that's another groan moment where they turn on the lights and it's just not. Yeah.
A successful tree unveiling.
Yeah, and that's it for me. I'm out. Alex?
Dang it. I guess I only have one thing left on my list I wrote down, and I've got alcohol for the party. I've got a featured guest. I've got a moment to remember. I've made four picks, right?
Yeah, this is your final.
Okay, so I need music. I need music, and I'm gonna take a single bass player for the entire day.
Boom, boom, boom. I love when he's tuning.
Bow, bow. Yeah, when he's just tuning it up, and when Michael looks back at him. Thing I like about this bass player is at no point does he. I would have liked a talking head with him. You know, it would have been fun to get a quick perspective. But his vibe
he's probably
the whole time,
pumped. Like I'm always backing everybody up, but today it's all about me.
Exactly, it's like I get to shine. You know, like you get to actually hear my bass. And also, like, I kept a close eye on that guy throughout Classy Christmas to just see, like, what's he... And he's, like, having a good time. He's smiling. He's laughing with people. Like, I think he's having a great time. And much to my surprise, I think it actually worked. Like, I think Mike actually made a good move here to get that, even though it's somewhat weird to have just one person in there. Mm-hmm. If you're the only person in that room with him, it would be strange. But I like the move. I like the bass. And good value.
It is funny. It's a great joke that, like, you know, Michael thinks that 1 hour with the jazz band is not enough time. When it's like, in reality, that would be plenty. That they show up, they play a good show, and they leave. Like,
this
you don't want
like
them there
the
all
thing
day.
We're gonna do is is that mm-hmm. is watch this Christmas jazz show. But instead, he gets the one. The talking head I would want most is him also trying. The drink Michael makes for Meredith and being like, it's not bad. Like, drinks are good.
I can imagine him saying something like, yeah, I was supposed to be off today, but he offered me all this money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
it's I didn't want to do this, but I told him it cost $5,000 and he didn't even.
He said, I can play whatever I want. I asked him, have you heard my originals? They're terrible.
He said, perfect.
Me
but I get
the
it.
Blues.
It's a fake party for Nelly.
You should have hired Hank to play it the whole time. Me and the blues. All right. That's it for me.
Very good. Edwin.
Okay. This is with the final pick, this is a personal pick. But one of the things that really stood out from this binge watching all these Christmas episodes was season 8, episode 10, Christmas Wishes. I would just like to take Nate in Christmas Wishes. Because he says Daryl is inviting Val to the Christmas party.
Yeah.
And isn't that just for popsicles? Popsicles? Yeah. Upstairs people, because you got to stick up your butt. And then Nate says, I thought it was because they're so rich they could all eat popsicles all the time. And then Daryl's describing the party.
They're so elegant.
Well, Daryl's describing the party, and Nate says, "You had me at Clookies. I'm so excited. I can't wait to find out what they are." And then last thing, you know, oh yeah, people get dressed up, and Nate says, "I will look so handsome for you, Daryl." Nate also
the card
is
lovelier white, than the gloves.
Yeah. Oh, I won't say what I guess. I guess if Nate and Christmas Wishes is the pick, he's also part of Dwight's song. Dun, dun, what is it? Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Oh, the
dun, 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 dun. He's
yeah,
part of the
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Christmas! Like, he's part of the group. Oh, it's Tim Creed, Gabe. Yeah. Right. And Dwight. Yeah.
Dwight just, like, stuffs, like, some other speaker in the garbage can or something. It just, like,
he has a boombox.
Slams the boombox on the table.
This Christmas music. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. Okay, cool. Well, that does it for our draft. I went first. I picked Dwight in elf ears and elf hat, Daryl doing live karaoke with his synthesizer, 12 drummers drumming, 2 Santas making out, and a successful tree unveiling.
That's nice.
That sounded like
kind of had song.
Good cadence.
Yeah. Alex, you picked Belschnickel. 15 bottles of vodka, the robes, Angela smashing ornaments in the alley, and a single bass player for the entire day. Edwin, you went last. You had Michael as Santa in Secret Santa, Meredith's intervention, Daryl falling in the punch bowl, Jim and Dwight's snowball fight, and Nate in Christmas Wishes, wow. AKA Clookies and the Gloves.
What a chaotic Christmas party.
I should point out the gloves are not in this episode.
Oh, they're sorry. Not, really?
Yeah, No.
I wish they were and that I could include that as part of this, but it's just, I will look so handsome for you, Daryl.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well,
also FYI, I don't technically have a hearing problem. But sometimes when there's a lot of noises occurring at the same time, I'll hear them as one big jumble. Again, it's not that I can't hear, because that's false. I can. I just can't distinguish between everything I'm hearing.
Got it.
Also, FYI.
Let's do some honorable mentions.
I've decided every time Nate comes up, playing that.
Should we invite Ryan for her celebrity pick, perhaps?
She has moved on with her day, so maybe maybe by the time we're finishing, she'll be available again.
Okay, she's burning.
You're bad at this too.
Alex, when you said you wanted music, I was shocked you didn't pick Andy on the sitar.
It's just no good.
You don't like
it? I don't want that at the party. Okay. I thought about it, but I was like, I guess it's a good pick because it's funny. I think the the Place in France scene is great. Really, Andy?
Singing about France and nudity.
This is a tough room.
Do you take
requests? Round of applause is customary. But
do you take requests? Please stop.
Yeah.
I just was like, I don't actually want that at my party, but I would like a single bass player. But really, I wanted Daryl on the keyboard, but thanks.
Well,
for that.
Can't have him. I also was struggling with my last pick. I kind of wanted to pick Princess Unicorn.
Yeah,
that was my backup gift, but instead of the robes.
It's an incredible fake toy that, like, you know, I mean, you get Michael singing, "My horn can pierce the sky." You get all the stuff with Toby and Daryl.
Money off of it.
You know, it's kind of a Jingle All the Way reference as well.
Isn't that right, princess?
And then also there were all the fake ads for Princess Unicorn when Peacock launched, which was a fun little campaign. And then finally, I kind of wanted to pick Going to Benihana for Christmas. Just kind of sounds like nice, actually.
I was going to pick Nagasaki's if the vodka, my vodka had gotten taken. That was my backup alcohol.
Some places won't do it because it's seasonal.
Right. I want steak.
How about you guys? Anything else on the list?
I had a few, although many of mine did get taken. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously we approached it in sort of different ways. I mean, one thing I thought about just taking was karaoke in general, because it happens a few times, you know?
Yep. Fair enough.
I had a heartbroken Michael in Benihana Christmas, like after Carol breaks up with him and he's listening to James Blunt and,
nice.
You know, making a scene.
I was going to take the his Christmas, his altered Christmas card. I was going to draft that too.
Yeah. Jim, take New Year's away from Stanley. I had the teapot.
Sure.
One thing that came up in my watching was just the iPod. One thing that came up in my watching was just Kevin. I kind of wanted to just take Kevin because he's like the highlight of like so many of these episodes. He has the foot bath thing. He has the mini tree that he cuts with the paper cutter. In Benihana Christmas, when they're doing the thing with the flyers and he goes, I didn't see where it was. And then in Christmas Wishes, when Andy is trying to talk to Erin, because Erin is kind of, she's in her cups a bit. They talk about maybe we should get you some oatmeal. And then like the scene ends and Kevin sits next to her. He goes, hey. So there's talk of oatmeal.
There's also Kevin goes to Angela's party for the food, and he tries to take more food, and Angela's not until everybody else has had some. And he goes, you've got to be kidding me. She goes, you've got to be kidding me.
I'm going to go to Angela's party because that's the party I know.
Double fudge brownies is a good pick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That is true.
Yeah.
My last honorable mention. Mm-hmm. Okay, this really made me laugh during my rewatch. Andy is Meredith's designated driver in Christmas Wishes again. So Andy's Meredith's Christmas wishes for that. And at the end, Meredith is on the floor. And Jessica says to Andy, you could just call her a cab and pay for it. And he says, that wasn't the Christmas wish. And then Meredith says, either he drives or I drive. And then she says, now I'm drunk and mad. And then when they finally get out to the parking lot, like Andy opens up the back of her van to put his bike in, and all this stuff falls out. And she goes, no, my treasures, my valuables.
My treasures. I forgot about
that. He goes, what is this stuff? What is this? It's all junk. She says, no, it's my treasures. Now I'm drunk and mad.
and then Andy gets to see, you know, make sure Robert California's not boning his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to make sure California wasn't like sticking to your girl.
What a tough way to say that.
Yeah.
Another honorable mention for me, the Christmas photo, the jumping photo.
Oh yeah.
Here's
a question nobody's asking. Is this worth it?
I love that moment. Just because of when Dwight makes Phyllis perform her jump and the way she just kind of lurches up and then falls backwards. It's really funny. You gotta be kidding me. Who's not jumping? I'll tell you. Phyllis Stanley. He's just like Dwight's such a narc.
He is.
So funny.
I wanted to say but real quick, when you said Kevin though too, there's also when the party kicks in Christmas Party, there's like there's just a shot of him with the headphones on and just nodding and he goes, yeah. Or something. Like, I think they're listening to I can't remember what they're listening to. Beastie Boys or something.
Run DMC, Christmas in Hollywood.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a callback to the BBC office, Sean, in the Christmas Party. Keith, who is the BBC Kevin, is DJing. But he's dressed up as Ollie G.
After Meredith catches fire, Kevin says, fire girl. And then he turns to Jim. And he turns to Jim too soon. Speaking of too soon, I also really loved when Oscar and Gil walk in during Benihana Christmas and Oscar just goes, too soon.
Yeah. Also, you took the intervention and Kevin, like, one time you got too drunk to go to this movie. And so you gave me the tickets. That was really cool. I was like, was Kevin, really cool. Damn it.
You also get Kevin floating the Toy Story theory about Woody with the coffee. Uh-huh. I just like, like, Jim, why are we dismissing the Toy Story theory so quickly? Just saying.
I thought about taking Pete and Aaron having never seen Die Hard as an opportunity to promote captive audience.
Pete turns
to Aaron and says, you've never seen Die Hard? How have you never seen Die Hard? And that is the premise of Captive Audience. So you should tune in and check it out as we dip into all these movies.
Spectacular. Well, if there are choices that you didn't even hear us talk about, any picks that you have, you can email us. You can send us an angry email at mspodcastcompany@gmail.com.
And I'm mad.
But for now, it's time to head to the conference room for some trivia.
Conference room, 5 minutes.
Let's just do our thing, collect our hardware, and get the hell home.
All righty, this week's trivia has been provided by Allison. Thank you very much. She says, hey, MSPC, huge fan here. I wrote some trivia about the actors on the show. Enjoy. All right.
Actor, I hardly know her.
Ten questions here, guys. Let's start it off with who is the youngest in the main cast? And I'll give you four options. We have Mindy Kaling, BJ Novak, Ellie Kemper, or Zach Woods.
I'm going to say Zach Woods. Well, wait, is this at any point who is the youngest who is on the show?
It works. I think it's for, who's they're like the youngest person
of the four.
Okay.
If they all got together today, they would be the youngest person there.
Oh, okay. That changes it. I feel like, dude, it's.
I think it's Ellie Kemper. That was my gut reaction, and then
my gut is Zach Woods. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Guess what? Alex wins. Zach Woods, born 1984, is the youngest main cast member. Which actor appeared on the show twice, but as different characters?
Which actor appeared
The IT guy, and then he's the graphic design guy as well.
That's right.
Also, the guy who plays Frank Regan Funeral Home is also in one of the Shroot Farms pictures. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, it'll
be the same character.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, that's true.
I feel like the Shroots and the Regans probably cross paths at some point. Mm-hmm.
His name is Nelson Franklin. He was in Job Fair as the graphic design guy and manager and salesman as Nick from IT.
I mean, he's in all sorts of things, yeah.
We've talked, New Girl and Robbie. And
that's Ramona Flowers.
Oh, yeah. Scott Pilgrim. We recently rewatched Scott Pilgrim, and there's a great part. Yeah, yeah. it's very... What's the director's name again?
Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright, yeah. Like, there's that party scene where, like, the camera's just, like, pushing in on people. Yeah. And, like, yeah, he's
it's
got
like,
his little...
Who's this? It's that stick figure drawing. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's Ramona... Yes, that's Ramona Flowers.
Which two characters went to the same high school?
Oh, that's David.
Two actors.
Well, Roy and Amy Adams.
Sorry, that is correct. Which two actors went to the same high school?
Is it BJ Novak and John Krasinski?
That's right.
Yeah.
Also, Katie and Roy went to different.
They went. Yeah. As I said it, as it was coming out of my mouth, I knew it was wrong.
Which three actors are from St. Louis area?
Oh, I know this.
Definitely Phyllis. Or that's Phyllis. That's Jenna Fisher.
Yep.
And the third one?
Ellie Kemper.
Bam. Nailed it. That was good. I would not have gotten
there's
that.
There's a blooper where Jenna Fischer and Ellie Kemper are like talking, and then they're like, you know, they make their mistake or whatever, and they're like, oh, it's our first talking head together. And one of them goes, just two girls from St. Louis. The other one goes, oh my gosh, you're right.
That's awesome.
It smells like popcorn.
Which actor shot the opening credit footage?
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
Very good. I was hoping you guys get that one. Okay. Order the following in order from most episodes appeared in to least. Okay, so I'm going to give you the actors and the characters, and then you're gonna put these five in order. Okay.
Should we do it together?
What's that?
Well, maybe read them first and then. Yeah.
It's okay. So you got David Wallace, Andy Buckley, Jan, Melora Hardin, Gabe, played by Zach Woods, Roy, played by David Denman, mm-hmm. and Nellie, played by Catherine Tate.
David, Jan, Roy, Nellie, who else?
Gabe. Did you say Gabe?
Gabe.
Yeah.
Okay. So, should Alex and I work together to submit one list, or should we each make our own guesses? That's my question.
We've been collabing so far. I think we can
continue. You can collab.
Yeah, let's hit it. Okay.
Okay.
Who's
been in the most episodes?
I would rather go the other way around. I think we should try to figure out who's been in the least.
Okay.
I mean, Nellie is two full seasons.
Gotta be least.
Nellie's two full seasons plus the end of season 7.
And we're talking just episodes appeared in.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay,
right.
I think David and Roy are probably at the bottom.
Yeah, Roy is probably at the bottom. Yeah.
You think David Denman least amount of episodes?
Well, we're brainstorming here.
I think David Wallace is least.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I think David least, and then Roy, and then. I'd probably go Jan, Nellie, Gabe.
I think Gabe is probably the one who's been in the most.
That's kind of where I just landed as well.
And then you think maybe David Wallace or Jan is next?
No, after Gabe, I would say most is either Jan or Nellie. Mm-hmm.
Because Nellie's in two full seasons, like two full 20-ish episode seasons.
I know,
and Jan is
I
not
know.
In every episode.
That's just it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Jan's a toughie because that's almost. Mm-hmm. That's pretty
she
much.
She could also be at the bottom. I don't know. Really,
she just pops up.
I think if the question is the most, I think our answer is Gabe.
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. So we can keep going from there.
Is Nellie next?
Maybe let's go Nellie. Yeah.
Nellie next?
Nellie is not next.
Darn.
Ah, okay. David Wallace, he's kind of a fixture.
All
the way in season 3.
Let's go David.
David Wallace is not next.
Wow. Jan. Okay.
Oh, is it Roy? It's Jan. It's Jan. It's gotta be Jan.
Can't be Roy.
It's always been Jan. It's Jan. Jan.
Lovely Jan.
It is Melora Hardin. So Zach Woods, 51 episodes. Melora Hardin, 43 episodes.
Okay. Yep. Right on.
Cool. Then
third?
It's got to be Nellie probably next.
It is not Nellie.
Okay.
Whoa.
then David Wallace.
Then it's David Wallace.
Then it's David Wallace. Andy Buckley's been in 37 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then Nellie.
Then Nellie. Catherine
then
Tate
okay,
has been in 34 episodes, and David Denman 32. Very very close there.
Boy, Nellie
but
really
Zach Woods really smoked everybody with 51 episodes, and
I mean,
that
he comes
a great
in.
Question.
I mean, he joins, and then like he's just kind of in for the seasons where they have like some of the most episodes, and then you know.
Happy birthday to Gabe.
yeah, that's a great question. That because those people like all just feel very prominent, and yet are you know you're like, well, there's a lot that they're not in. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Walk away, bitch.
I mean, Roy especially. Yeah,
yeah. Last two questions here. Which actors directed an episode? There are five.
Steve Carell.
Correct.
John Krasinski.
Yep.
Correct?
Mindy Kaling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would say that...
No.
So I think that... She didn't specify this, but I think anybody who's like a writer doesn't like count, right? Like Mindy Kaling and BJ and Paul Lieberstein, like they don't
they're
count.
Out. Okay.
Okay. So Steve,
like
Carell.
they're an actor first. They were hired as an actor.
Okay.
And then eventually they directed an episode.
Definitely I'm making Steve that Carell, up based definitely on John Krasinski.
Yeah.
And I know Ed Helms for a fact because Ed Helms directed Christmas Wishes.
Correct. Correct. You got two left.
I'm sure Rainn Wilson directed one at some point.
That's right. He must have. Final.
Did Brian Baumgartner direct one?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Nice.
I want to find out which one he did, though. I don't know. But
there
anyways.
There are a couple of blooper scenes where it feels like Brian Baumgartner is like kind of directing the scene.
Yeah.
You hear his voice. Yeah. Also, Brian Cranston.
He did After Hours.
Okay.
Yeah, and Brian Cranston did, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, final question. Which actors were nominated for Emmys?
Steve Carell.
Yeah, six nominations. He got nominated in 2006, pretty much straight through 2011.
But never Rainn won, Wilson. Right?
I think that's right. I don't think he ever...
What a shame.
Did you say Rainn Wilson?
Yes.
That's also correct. Three nominations from 2007 to 2009.
Jenna Fisher?
That's right. She's the last one. She got nominated once in 2007.
I was going to ask if it was like after that would have been season two.
That makes sense.
If it's 07, because she's...
That was a good season for her,
right?
Yeah.
That would have been the Emmys for the, or no, for the second season?
I think that's later in
05,
the show.
06,
season three.
Well, that would have been after season three, then? I feel like it would make sense that Jenna Fisher would get one after like seasons two and three, because season three, like she does a lot.
It's kind of hard to figure out.
I think season three is the one.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, that was like her great...
That's a big
performance.
For her.
I don't think season four was like nearly as... challenging.
Yeah, it's got to be three.
Yeah,
give it to her for the conference room scene at the end.
It's got to be three, and so. It has to be urine.
I have that one too.
thank you so much to Allison for sending a great trivia. I really enjoyed that one. There were some good stumpers in there. If you want to send us trivia, you can. You can email us, mspodcastcompany@gmail.com. You can also call us and leave us a message that we like to play on the show. That's 503-694-9314. We have a merch store, mspcstore.com. You can buy a mug there. If you buy it now, it's not guaranteed to get there before Christmas, just so you know, but still no reason not to buy a mug. You can join our Discord, even if you're not a part of our Patreon. But if you want to be a part of our Patreon, you can join us at patreon.com/Michael Scott. It's $5 a month. Gets you Scott's Tots access to main feed ad-free episodes and bonus mailbag episode every month where we answer all the questions we get on Patreon. We also send a portion of the goods to Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Very special thanks to our Scott's Tots for supporting our show and for being a part of our little community. Very special thanks to Kayla and Brianna for running our Discord, and to Ryan Lloyd, who designs our artwork and
chooses the draft order in our
draft order
and owes us a pick at some point.
Yeah. This
keeping
episode,
the receipt on that too.
This episode was recorded on location in Portland, Oregon, USA, and Zurich, Switzerland.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us, for interacting with us, for rocking with us, for supporting us. It is just amazing, this community that we've built and the fact that we get to keep doing the show all the time. Everyone who's on Discord, everyone who's on Patreon, everyone who interacts with us, sends us messages, voicemails. It's incredible. It's incredible that we get to keep going and it's all because of you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are our dream maker. If you haven't, maybe think about giving the show a rating if you like the show. That helps us, helps people find the show. Please stay tuned for Captive Audience. We would love to have you join us there. Yeah. More important than all of that, take care, stay safe, have a great holiday. See you next week.
My horn can pierce the sky.
Yes, sir.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Good night.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.